News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Playing popular video games could help treat mental illnesses. That's according to LIRO, the Science Foundation Ireland Research Centre for Software. LIRO researcher Dr. Mark Campbell joins us now and is one of those behind the study. Tell us what the benefits of gaming might be for somebody who's involved with it, Mark.
Good morning, Ciara. The benefits of gaming are, I suppose, multifaceted, really. Traditionally, here in the Esports Science Lab here at the University of Limerick, we would have looked at the cognitive benefits of gaming. So the ability to process information quicker, to concentrate better and focus and so on. But due to COVID, we had a bit of time on our hands. So we started looking at the overall benefits of gaming. And we noticed, we did a big review of the literature, and we found that gaming can really benefit, you know, mental health symptoms, particularly in the case of our review, depression, anxiety symptoms.
Okay, and I suppose what might surprise people here, people kind of imagine somebody sitting alone playing a computer game on their own, that might actually have some kind of a detrimental effect, or it's sometimes portrayed as having a detrimental effect on their mental well-being. But you're saying, in fact, the opposite could be true, that there's a community there and that people, in fact, when they engage in it, even alone, feel a sense of connectedness.
Yeah, absolutely, Ciara. We know the majority of gamers nowadays are very socially connected. So they don't play on their own. They play with friends. A lot of these friends are online friends. So they're very, they're not isolated or socially isolated. The idea of a young boy at home on his own playing video games is a very outdated one. We know that the average age of a gamer nowadays is 34. And we know that 41% of gamers are females as well. So the landscape is really changing. And you know, for people who play video games, I suppose it's a lovely chance to achieve goals, to communicate, you know, on a team towards shared objectives. There's a lot of issues with us around kind of appreciating what you're trying to do, happiness, joy, appreciation, all these things which can help to target and a loneliness and diminished abilities to, you know, to think and concentrate, yeah. Issues which are kind of core symptoms of depression and anxiety.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. That is Dr. Mark Campbell there of LIRO. Interesting stuff. What do you think? A lot of people look at their kids gaming on their Xboxes and their PlayStations and go, oh no, what's going to happen to them? Turns out it could actually be all for the good. Let us know what you think about that. 53106.